The Purple Project Podcast rolling in to a new week. Eddie Greer III here, in Manhattan, Kansas, host of the Purple Project Podcast. This is the daily edition after a day off, February 7th on this Monday, 2022. There's just so much news coming out of the weekend, obviously. We'll have more track recap down the line. Obviously, I keep mentioning my senior night, well, not my senior night, Flint Hills Christian School senior night. I want to talk about that a little bit more in depth. That's going to come up later on as well, but there's so much individual news came out of here as well. But we're going to start off a curveball here, and of course I have the basketball recap and everything else, but we're going to start with a curveball on this show tonight and talk about the tennis team. This match got moved around a little bit, afraid that was going to get postponed. At one point it was supposed to get postponed, but play out anyways in case they continues their successful start to their 2022 campaign. The tennis team defeated the Arkansas Razorbacks 4-1 over the weekend at Body First Indoor Tennis Center. And of course, the head coach of that team, of course, is Jordan Smith. He goes on to mention here, I'll just read both quotes. He said, quote, we were assertive and we set the tone today, especially on courts 2 and 3. And he goes on to say, quote, we made a bit of a change and I thought we did well there. It made a difference coming out with a lead instead of trying to come back from behind. This was after some double matches as well. The Wildcats earned the doubles point after getting wins from their number 2 and 3 pairs. Again, this was, you have your singles. So those of you new, this goes for high school too, by the way. For any of you, for singles, you have your best player, your number 2 player, 3, 4, 5, something like that. Same for the doubles as well. You have your number 1 pairing, number 2 pairing you think has had best chance to win. Obviously, you go with your number 1s as well. Kareem Marion Job and Maria Linares took down the Razorbacks. Lor Rikers and Linka Stara, 6-2 from the second position. And, of course, the freshman duo here of Denaria Alarova and senior Anna Turco defeated Arkansas's Kelly Keller and India Smink in the number 3 spot, 6-3. In that matchup as well. Job and Linares, along with Alavarova and Turco, each pushed their doubles record to 2-0 so far this year. While as a team, the Cats boast 6-1 doubles record over 3 spring contests so far. 6-1 so far here in 2022 as well. And of course, you got to go to court 1 where we find, where we lost, Tatum Rice and Morgan Cross won the only doubles match for Arkansas there. 6-1 decision over the freshman Ferenti Deckers and Iona Grigahida for K-State as well. So, Deckers and Grigahida lose that doubles matchup in that one. And of course, singles play, Linares conquered Spink there. Linares from Venezuela there picks up another straight set decision, 6-0, 6-4 in the number 2 matchup. Alarova prevailed in her 6th position, also in straight sets, to hand K-State's 3rd point of the game or the match against Rikers, 6-3 and 7-5 in that battle. Deckers sweep there to close out the match there as she knocked off Keller in the 3rd position game, 6-2, 6-1. Deckers has now won 11 straight games against her Razorback opponent at one point during the match and improved her spring singles record this season to 3-0 as well. K-State still undefeated, 3-0 in the spring season there, and gets their 2nd win all time against the SEC foe Arkansas. We've been on a roll beating these SEC teams, for the exception of basketball, men's basketball. Obviously, the football team took down LSU a month ago, and then now here over the weekend, K-State women's team takes down the Arkansas women's team. So, yeah, we've been on a roll at that as well. And there's just some recaps right there as well. So let's see what happens. Obviously, I believe the next opponent will be, or home contest will be, this weekend against Memphis in Florida Atlantic, February 11th. That is Friday and Saturday as well. Both these matchups will be in Manhattan. The Memphis matchup will be at 1 Central Time, while the Florida Atlantic matchup Saturday will be 11 a.m. as well. As just quick highlights, K-State tennis still undefeated there as well. So what a start for Jordan Smith's squad. This is the Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. You're not a subscriber, you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. We appreciate you. You're a K-State fan, student. You live here in Manhattan. You're a big K-State fan, obviously. You want to make sure you have this podcast right here, along with the rest of the K-State podcast, in your back pocket as we continue to roll out content. Yes, we were off yesterday. We're back at it here tonight as well. So be on the lookout for more K-State content here throughout the weekend. Oh, yeah. And by the way, I want to go without remiss by saying episode 85 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly Edition is out as well. You can download that and listen to that if you have not checked that out already. In the countdown to 100 episode of the PPW edition coming soon. We're just in a groove right now. My co-host Alex Eden of the Pearl Project Podcast. We're just in a groove right now, rolling out content. I know it's been repetitive, mainly focused on basketball because that's what's the main headline here. But again, this is why I wanted to do the podcast, created the podcast, and added a daily edition, because there's a lot going on other than football and basketball as well. And of course, baseball is around the corner as well. I believe they might start next weekend, I think, if my memory stays correct on the baseball side of things as well. So again, a lot more to come, coverage to come, including, of course, the K-State women's basketball team in their second matchup against Baylor in the middle of the week. There as K-State in the position to possibly sweep Baylor. It's gonna be easy task, but of course they upset Baylor early on in the season. That's one of their opponents this week as they enter into a critical stretch. And of course we'll talk more about women's basketball throughout the week. That's gonna do it for right now on this edition of Triple P. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.